saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It is normally time for the men's room, but instead we're going to do the ski room or the ski locker with Steve Pastorino, who is the head of marketing at Canyons Resort in Utah. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bruce. It's amazing to look out the window here at our 6,000 to 10,000 foot peaks here in Park City, Utah, and know that we're talking to your audience hanging out by the beach in California and back in the Midwest and Wisconsin and everywhere else that the Bruce Allen Show goes.
Well, indeed. But listen, I have a very important question to start things off with. My audience is really wanting to know is, how is Luigi doing?
I presume we're referring to my dog who's in the kennel so that he doesn't destroy the house and chew up everything by the time we get home today. Luigi's great.
Yeah, it seems to me that Luigi Pastorino was meant to be.
That's a great name, just like my son Luca Pastorino. We've got some Italian blood.
Well, you have a beautiful family. It was a pleasure to meet your wife earlier today. But let's talk skiing. Tell me about this big race. We talked a little bit with one of the racers, but please explain it more from an audience point of view and why people should be here and watch it and why it's so exciting. And beyond that, why Canyons Resort has become my favorite ski resort.
Because America loves the Olympics, and the world loves the Olympics. And right now at Canyons Resort here in Park City, Utah, we have the U.S. Grand Prix. In the case of this sport, snowboard cross, this is the U.S. National Championship, and the best riders from the U.S., Canada, and abroad, skiers and riders, I should say, riders are a term for snowboarders, are here competing to earn points on the World Cup circuit. And every athlete knows that there's only about 11 months until the Winter Olympics in 2014 in Sochi, Russia, and every race is important now. And this is one of the only spots in the U.S. where you can compete in ski cross and snowboard cross. And for the rest of this weekend, the eyes of the world in ski cross and snowboard cross are on Canyons Resort. And we love the spotlight. What can I say?
And it's going to be broadcast on NBC, isn't it?
Exactly. The NBC Sports Network this Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern will show the ski cross finals, and hopefully we'll be watching Langley McNeil win the U.S. championship in ski cross. And then next weekend, NBC, the mothership, the main network, will be showing the snowboard cross finals. That's at 12:30 Eastern on Saturday, March 9th on NBC, on the big mothership.
Very cool, very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Canyons Resort. You know, I remember I just wrote a piece that I think you're going to publish later, but I did a little bit of a walk down memory lane, and Canyons used to be called Park West. And I think they had a tow rope and a couple of sled runs at that time. So it's a little bit different these days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a lot of people know that Utah has the greatest snow on earth. They know that Deer Valley and Park City Mountain Resort are two amazing ski resorts here in the area. But in the last few years, our parent company has injected more than $50 million in enhancements on our mountain. And all of a sudden, little old sleepy Park West is now Canyons Resort, the third largest resort in all of the U.S., the fifth largest resort in North America. We have 4,000 acres to ski on across 9 different mountains. And all of a sudden, I think we're giving Deer Valley and Park City a run for their money as the best place to ski in Park City. It's an amazing town. All three resorts are 5 minutes away from one another. And we're just giving everyone a third option for how to spend their weekend away from Los Angeles or Chicago or New York, or obviously for our locals just to come up from Salt Lake City.
Well, last week was a East Coast school break, and I was here last week, and it seemed everybody I ran into was a large family that was with their kids because it was school break, and they're coming all the way from Chicago, New York, and New Hampshire, places like that, and they chose Canyons, and maybe they were going to go a day or two to one of the other two mountains, but I would heartily encourage people to make this the base and you could certainly go a day or two to one of the other mountains, but you cannot even begin to cover those 4,000 acres in a week of skiing. And I'm pretty fast, and I'm still discovering new runs each time I go up on the mountain, and it's been about 20 days now.
Sure. Well, we had 15 inches of snow in the last 7 days, and March is traditionally the snowiest month of the year here in Park City. So the first thing that I guess I want to reiterate to you and your listeners is that spring skiing is here. We have a lot of season left here at Canyons, and we have a lot of people still planning Easter trips here to Canyons. Easter is very late this year. It happens at April 1st, 2nd weekend, about 4 weeks away from now. And this is just the most gorgeous, ideal time to come ski. We have 4 months of snowpack to ski on top of. We get lots of powder in this coming month, and we really want people to come up. And the best thing about Canyons for families is that the Park City Chamber has a program called Quick Start. And if you're coming from L.A., Chicago, doesn't matter, register in advance through the Park City Chamber of Commerce at visitparkcity.com, and you show up the day you arrive. We're 30 minutes from the airport in Salt Lake City. You show your boarding pass, and you ski the first day for free. And if I've got
like
a family
that.
Of five lift tickets, and you know, for a free day of skiing is real money that, you know, you can take the family out for dinner with, or stay an extra night in one of the great properties.
Well, speaking of dinner, the food options on this mountain actually continue to blow me away. You took me out to lunch where the only way we get there is by skiing. And it's Outlook Cabin, correct?
The Lookout Cabin.
Lookout
exactly.
Cabin, that's right. And
it's
fine dining.
Lookout Cabin.
It's fine dining on a mountain. I remember cold burgers was about all you used to be able to get.
Yeah, wine list, full bar, amazing stews and chilies and soups that are made with some of the game that are native to the Intermountain West here, to the Rockies. Just amazing food. And that's, you know, that's as good as it is, it's like our fifth best restaurant here at Canyons. We've got one called The Farm that sources a lot of its products from.
You told me, I thought, that there were, what, 28 or 38 restaurants here?
About 25.
Okay, I know. I was just making up a bigger number. Okay, listen, my show's called A Dad's Point of View. You are a father of three. Why don't you tell us about your kids and how living in this environment has been good or not so good for them?
Well, I am a skier, and my two boys, Luca and Declan, have followed in Dad's footsteps, and they love to ski. My wife, Terry, is a snowboarder. So when the time came last year to put my then 6-year-old Sophia onto the snow, she said, "I want to ski. That's what all the cool people in the family, I want to snowboard like the cool people in the family do." So the women in the Pastorino household snowboard, and the boys ski, which is actually different from a lot of families.
That really is. It really is sort of upside down. But that means that you and the boys can do the bumps and the girls are always doing the groomers.
I don't know. We've got some fabulous trees and powder as well that I'm not sure that powder is not best enjoyed on a snowboard, frankly.
You know, I've heli-skied a few times, and when I see the boarders do those big wide turns on fresh powder, it's about the only time I've looked at them and thought I might not mind doing that. You have an area here called Condor Woods, which is a steep area which gets a lot of snow, I gather. And I've skied it a couple times. And I got to tell you, in all honesty, that run reminded me of the best heli-skiing I've done up in British Columbia. I literally felt like I was back, and the helicopter dropped me off, only I had just gotten off of a high-speed chairlift, and boom, it said open in this little tiny space between roped-off areas, and you could drop down into this tree run that took you out at the bottom in the Canis Lupus, which is one of your natural half-pipes. In fact, tell us about these incredible half-pipes you have.
So many resorts around the country and around the world have built artificial half pipes, and you've seen Sean White do all these great tricks. We're one of the few places in the world that has natural ones that are created by the runoff of rivers coming out of our mountains. We have 6 of them, in fact. They're a real differentiator between us at Canyons and much of the rest of the ski industry. So you got to come out and check them out.
All right. Well, listen, again, the website is?
CanyonsResort.com.
Thank you, Steve. I look forward to seeing you throughout the weekend and the competition. Stay tuned for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Stronger than love.
Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.